We hold the Mishnayis Oihilis, Terekhes, Mishnah Beis. In the middle of the Mishnah before said that there are certain things that remain like a Yesh Mevines Atum of Chaitzin. There are certain things that could be a Mechitza, that could be Chaitzin, stop Tumah from going through. And also, if it's on top of you, it could be like an oil to bring Tumah. And there are things that do one and not the other, and do neither and do both. Now Mishnah Beis. Hazizin, like these are the things that do both. They could be considered an oil. They would bring down Tumah. And they're also chaytasin. If they're like a mechitza between you and the Tumah, it also stops the Tumah. So hazizin, these are the things that projections come out of your house, come out of the wall. Hazizin means like ablitas that come out of the wall. The ha gizriyos, those are type of balconies. The ha shayfchos, that's where the bird nests are. And the ha shkifim, that's the churim, he says that's the churim, the holes in the rocks, a cliff, the hole in the cliff. Viha saloyim, that's big rocks, and viha gahorim, and that's like caves. Viha shenonim, that's like a crags. Viha sachochois, those are overhangings, a branch that overhangs. Viha peroyis, that's growths, wild growths, so things that project, come out like bushes. Of all these things are strong enough that they can support the thin layer of kli. So, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. That all these things could remain both the mechitza and also they could be an oihel. The chomer and the chom say maziva beninis. It has to be able to hold up the support a middle type of a layer of clay. This maziv is usually what they put on top of the roof, like a layer of clay. So these things are strong enough to hold this layer of clay. Then it's considered an oil or a mechitza. Now the Mishnah explains, Eluain aschoches. These are the things that are called like overhanging. The things like branches that overhang. Elon, they have a tree. Shumesa chaloret, that the branches go out and like come over down to the ground. So underneath the branches, that's called sichchos. So that's also considered like an oil. If there's a tumas, the kazayas of a mace on one side, and a person is sitting on the other side of it, it would make him tummy. And huadin, if you're on top of it, it would be a chatzit, the tumah would not go through it. The haproyis, what are proyis? Those are hayoytis minagoder. Those are things that grow out, like come out through a wall. If you have a partition of a wall there, and you have branches growing out through them, that's called proyis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Elu mevi'im, these are things that could bring tumah. They could be an oihel for tumah, but v'loy chotzin does not stop tumah from coming through. And sound the pshat is because these things themselves are be mekabel tumah, therefore it does not stop the tumah from going through. Now hashedov yatevov yamigdol. If you have a box or you have a chest, something looking like a tower. A kiveras akasha, the beehive that's made from straw, whereas kiveras akanim, the beehive like that's made from reeds, or boros fin alexandris, if you have like a pit inside the ship alexandris, a water tank there in the ship of alexandris, shein bem shalayim, that has no bottom to it, or else viena marzika maboim so balat, shein karayim biyovish, but not big enough to hold 40 saw of water of liquid, which is really 2 kurs of yovish. Since they're not that big, therefore they're still considered a kli, and they would be in the kabel tumah. Since they themselves are in the kabel tumah, therefore they cannot be chaytis with their tumah. The urea, let's say you have a curtain, the urea, uskurtia, let's say it's like a leather apron, uketovia, let's say that's a sheet, besadin, another type of a sheet, or mafets or a mat, or matzelos, other type of mats, shayna maslim oilim, they're not made for tents. So therefore, since they're not made for tents, they themselves have a shem kli on them, and therefore they're makabel tumah. Or behema b'chayi shemesi, behema b'chayi that died also, since they can be makabel tumah, they can't be a chatzitza. V'yechlim tameyim, food that's tameh, or at least that could be makabel tumah. Now, Moshe Balem, we add on this also, Horechayim Shalodim, a handmill that a person has to use, that's also called the Kli, that could be Mekabel Tumah, therefore, it's not chaytes of mei atum. It does not stop kumah from going through. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalad, Elo, these are things that chaytes in. They could, the opposite way, they could stop tumah from coming through. But v'loy neviyim, these things cannot be like an oil. They cannot bring tumah down. So it says, the maseches pruso, those are the strings of shesti that goes up and down on the riga before you start to weave the begid. And the chavilei hamitos are the strings that hold up the bed. The hamashpolois, that's like baskets that are also woven. And the hasrigois shebacholinus, that type of window, the spread, you spread over a window, those things also. These things, since they have a lot of holes in them, therefore they cannot be a chatzitza. The achatitza they are, but the nam mevim is a tumah. And the reason is all these things, since they're like neti, it's like there are a lot of holes in between there. These are like the nets and prusas and the weaving. So therefore, since a lot of nikuvim, that makes it is not called an oil, and therefore does not bring the tumah. Mishnehei, elu these things loy mevim loy chayt. These will need. They don't bring tumah. They don't not a chatzitza. Don't stop it. Hazroyim, seeds, vayirokas, the vegetables, hamechubor mekarka. If they're still mechubor lekarka, then they can't do anything. Chutz min hayirokas shemonu. Excluding the yirokas shemonu, we said in Mishnah Aleph that those yirokas over there would be mevin as a tumma v'chitzim. Because they're mekayim tomid, or else because they're very strong. Now, the kipat haborod, like a piece of borod of hail, the Ashela, the snow, the Akvor, ice, the Hagalid, also ice, the Melach, salt, the Hadoleg, the Mokum, the Mokum. Is there anything that could hop from place to place, or else the Akvifates, the Mokum, the Mokum, anything that could jump from a place to a place? The Yoifer, a bird, Hapur, that flies, the Talis, Hamanafefes, or else the Talis, also that shakes, that moves, Osvinish, he shot up in the Amayim, or a ship that's floating on the water. If you tie up the ship with something to make it stand, stay still. You put a stone on top of the talus that holds it down. Then mevinis a tumah. Then that could be considered like an oil that would bring tumah. Rabbi Yisrael Gersi says, "Habayish of a svina, the hut, the house that's on the ship, ain't a mevis tumah. That cannot bring a tumah. That's not called an oil. It has a loch like the svina itself, and therefore it's not called an oil." And it cannot be made, it does not bring down the tumah. And we're talking about this bayit cannot stand up with the ruach mitzuyah, therefore it's not considered a strong enough oil. Mishnah Vav, shtei chovyis, let's say you have two wine jars, uvehen kishnei chatzoy zeifim, and each one of them contains like half of an olive's, well, shnei chatzoy zeifim, each one of them has a half of a gazayas of a mace. Mukofas summit puzzle, each one of them is sealed tight. Or Munachas Dechabayas, they're both inside the house. So, if you have a Kazayas of a mace inside the house, but a Chatzi Kazayas is in each barrel, which is sealed tight. Hein Tyrus. So, the barrels themselves are Takator, the Chav Yisat Tyrus. Because each one of them does not have inside a shear to be Metamarit. Therefore, them Tyrus, but Rabbayas Tomei, the house in general becomes Tomei. Because it's summit puzzle, not Matalal, Tumma Shemetechem, Matamas Abayas. Does not stop the tumor from inside going outside. So the roof on top, like, is fitted like an oil. And therefore, there's a gazayas of a mace inside this house. Therefore, the tumor would come down. But it would not go into these barrels, since these barrels themselves have its summit fossil, are sealed tight. Niftuchachas, unless they open up one of them, hiviyabayas tumayim, and that barrel becomes tummy now, because the tumor comes down from the oil into the barrel. The chavret the Torah, but the other barrels are still at summit fossil, still closed. That's still the store. The same thing, Shnei Chadorim. Shem Sukhan Abayas, you have two rooms that are opened up to the house, the same thing. They're both closed, and in the Chati Zayas in each one of them. So Tumah goes up, they open up one door, so that then also becomes Tameh, but the other one remains Tohor. Now, Perek Chi, Mishnah, Kiveres, this is a beehive. Here it means you have a kli, you have a vessel, a large vessel, that's lying on its side. She b'teicha pesach, that it's inside the entrance of a house. O pielachutz, but the mouth of the vessel is facing outside, is outside the house. Now let's say you have a kezayis min hameis, you have a kezayis of a mace, nosun tachter, that's either underneath this vessel, or yal gab, or else it's on top of the vessel. So mi bachutz. In other words, the kizayis of the mace is like outside the house. It's on the outer part of the kli that's outside the house. So it's like this. Kol shu kineged hazayis tachteo v'gabatomi. Anything that's right opposite the kizayis of the mace itself, right underneath it, or right on top of it, that's tummy. No, the tumor shoots up and shoots down. The whole shein, the kineged hazayis, what's not exactly opposite the kizayis of the meat, of the mace. Then, toichoi v'habayis tor. What's inside the kli or inside the house, that remains tor. In other words, the whole kli inside remains tor, and the whole bias also remains tor. It's not like an oil to bring the tumor inside the house. What's going to be ba bias? Let's say the gezias of the mace was inside the house. They named tomi ela bias. Only the biased house is tomi, but not the outside, because the tumor is not safe to go out through that. Let's say the tum is inside the middle of this kli, then I'll call tum, and then everything becomes tummy. The inside the kli and the habayis, everything becomes tummy. In other words, this kli is not a chitzes of mea tumas, so therefore the tumma goes all over and goes inside the house also, and even the house becomes tummy. Mishnah Beis. Let's say this large vessel, it was placed above the ground, the tefach. Now, tumma tachte, let's say the tumma, the gezayis of the mace, is underneath this kli, oy babayis, or else the kazayis of the mace is inside the house, oy yagaba, or else the kazayis of the mace is on top of this kli, hakol tomei, everything becomes tomei, el toichoi, means whatever is inside the house, whatever is on top of the kli and bottom of the kli, they all become tomei, hakol tomei, el b'soichoi means chutz, excluding what's found inside the kiveres itself, what's inside the kiveres, that becomes torah. Because it's matzel, mashter b'toichoi does not become tamei. Now b'toichoi, let's say the kezias of the mace is inside the middle of this kiveres, the middle of the kli, then again, hakol tamei, everything becomes tamei. Not chaytetes, therefore the tumma goes all over, goes even inside the house. Now Mishnah Gimel, v'med v'mamurim, when was this said, the halachas of Mishnah of Mishnah Beis, is man she kli mechelis. When this kli is a kli mechelis, means it's pierced. Has a lot of square holes there. Well, some say mechelis means it's not that closed tight. It's not put together again well. What's going to be though? Hoysa chusa. Let's say though it was broken, and chukah v'kash, and they clogged it up with straw. They blocked it up with straw. Oya futsa means it was like pressed together very tight. Now, ezi afutza, what's called afutza? Kol shein lo tefach v'mokem echad. There's no tefach in one place. It's so narrow, so pressed together, there's not a tefach in one place. In such a case, kizayis min ha-meis nosan tachtel ha-tekzayis min ha-meis put underneath this kli. So, kinegdoi ad ha-toim tomei. Opposite, it goes straight down, is all tomei. Agab, what's on top of it? Kinegdoi ad ha-rekiya tomei. Goes straight up to the rekiya. But if the gezias min ha-meis is put on top of the kli, then the tumah goes straight up to the rekiya. Babayis, that's the gezias min ha-meis is inside the house, and tumi el habayis, and only inside the house is tumi. B'soich, let's say the gezias min ha-meis is inside this kli, and tumi el ha-toich, then only what's inside becomes tumi, and not outside, it doesn't bring the tumah straight through, since the kli is so narrow, it does not bring the tumah outside, it's not the tumah, the house is outside. Mishnah Dalet. Hoysa gavoyim min ha'aretz tefach. Let's say this large vessel was placed one tefach above the ground. So now, tumah tachta, let's say the tumah, the gezias min ha'meis is underneath it. So ay babayis, or else the gezias min ha'meis is inside the house. The locher is tachta, what's underneath this kli, the abayis, and the abayis becomes tumah, the tumah comes into the house. But toicho, it's inside the kli itself, the gabon, on top of it, that's Torah, there's a chatzitza, the tumah does not go up or go in. What's going to be b'soicho? Let's say the gezias min ha-meis is inside b'soicho. The name tomei el toicho. It's only tomei the toicho the inside. Al gabo, because it's a chatzitza, it stops it from going down and up. Let's say al gabo the gezias min ha-meis is on top of the kli. La'ru is kineg de'ad rekiya tomei. Only opposite, straight up to the rekiya, it's all tomei. Now Mishnah Hey, b'medver mamurim. When were these halachas said? Is man shepil chutz, only if the mouth, the opening of this kli, is outside the house. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say Hoyafil Lefnim, against this large vessel, was lying down, and the opening of it was Lefnim, inside the house. Now, Kizayis Menameis Nosan Tachtel, Kizayis Menameis was put underneath this Kli. Oyal Gabriel's on top of it, Mibachutz, and the Kizayis Menameis is outside the house. Lachem is Koshu, Kinegat Azayis, whatever exactly opposite the Kizayis of the Mace itself, where the Tachtel underneath it, the Gabriel above it, is Tomei. There's not Chaytis Mepnea Tumma, the Tumma goes up. But the whole Sheinu Kinegat Azayis is not exactly opposite, either above it or below the Kizayis Menameis. So then, Toichoi Vihabayis Tor. The inside of the Kli and the house itself is also Tor. What's going to be though, B'soichel? Let's say the Tumor is inside the Kli, or the bias of the Tumor is inside the house, then I call Tomei, then the Tomei goes from the house outside into this Kli, and everything becomes Tomei. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be Hoysogvoyim Menoris Tefach? Let's say again, this Kiveris, this Kli, was above the ground, the Tefach. Now, Tumor Tachtev, the Tumor, because I asked me to underneath this Kli, Oy the bias, exais when the mace is inside the house. Oy the soich, exais when the mace is inside the kli. Oy a gabra on top of it, hakol tamei. In this case, everything becomes tamei. The chiddush is, since the pi, since the mouth of the kli is inside the house, if everything becomes tamei, the tumah goes inside the house and all around, then it goes inside this kli. Therefore, hakol tamei. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. But medivur mamurim, when was this said? We learned before in the last two Mishnayosin, that's bizman she kli mechuchelis. When it's a kli, that's an chuchelis that has like holes passed through it. It's not a complete, not a complete kli. Hoysop chusop kukavikash. Let's say that was broken open, and then it was put together in a kuka. You closed it up again. You blocked it up with straw, or yafutza, or with means you clogged it up by pressing it together. Like the Mishnah explains, there's a yafutza. What's called you press the kli together. That's called chain bo tefach mokamecher, echo, like you press the part together, there is no one place where it's open, the tefach. So in such a clay, kizayis min ames nosun tachtel, let's say kizayis min ames put underneath this type of a kli, since it's a bare type of a kli, so kineg the other term tomei, underneath it all the way down becomes tomei. Agaba, the tum is on top of this kli, so kineg the other rakiya tomei, go straight up the tum to rakiya. Besech, let's say the tum is inside the kli, aiba bayis, or else inside the house, then toich inside via bias is tamein. So the locus before we had was when the kli was sholim. Mashenkin, if the kli is not sholim, then it has different halachas. And then, kubakash. So, mishneches. What's going to be hoysa gavoyim in earth tefach? Let's say this kli, this kiveras hapchus, this bad one, that was pressed together or clogged up with kash. So let's say it was off the ground, the tefach. Now, what's going to be Tumma Tachteh of the Tumma the Kzayas Mace underneath this Kli? Oy Babayas Rosa Tuk, the Kzayas Mace is inside. That's why Besoych was inside this Kli. So Hakol Tomi, everything is Tomi then. But watch Hakol Tomi. What's going to be Ela Gabo? Means Chutz, what's on top of it. What's on top of the Kli, that does not become Tomi. Al Gabo, let's say the Tumma is on top of the Kli. Then the Tumma is, but said, go straight up, connect the other Rakia Tomi. Opposite this, all the way up, it remains Tomi. Mishnah Tes, Hoysa Mamal, let's call Abayis. Let's say this Tumma like filled up the whole house. There's this Kli filled up the whole house. V'yein b'no l'bein ha'kores, there's no space between the Kli and the roof. Pasech Tefach, it's not a Pasech Tefach, not even the sides of a Tefach in between. So then, Tumma v'seichoi. If the Tumma is inside, the Kiveres inside the Kli, is Abayis Tumma, the Abayis is Tumma. Anything inside the house becomes Tumma. Mash. But Tumma B'Bayis, let's say the Tumma is inside the house, then Masha B'Techa Tor, what's inside the Kli, that's like a Chatzitza, that remains Tor. She Derech Tumma, Lord says, because Derech Tumma inside the Kli to go out, but V'Yein Dak Likon is not a Derech Tumma inside the house to go inside the Kli. Now, Bein Amed is Bein Muta Tzidu, where it's standing straight up, where it's slanty on the side. Bein Achas, Bein Shtayim, whether it's one, whether it's one Kiveres, whether it's two Kiveres, still have the same Malacha, two one on top of another. It's not between the bottom one and the top one. Of a Pesach Tefach will have this halachas. That what's inside the Kli makes everything Tomei, but the Tum is inside the house, and inside the Kli remains Tor, because we don't say safe with Tum, Allah says into the house. Into the Kli. It doesn't go from the house into the Kli. Mishnah Yud. Let's say this Kveris, this Kli was standing inside the doorway. that's pi lamal, the opening of it was on top, but towards the mashkev, towards the doorpost. So v'yein beino levein ha-mashkev, therefore there's not a tefach between the top of the kli and the doorpost, the mashkev. So tumma b'toichev, if the tum is inside the kli, ha-bay is tor, by itself is tor, because the tum is not going to go into the house, derech ha-kiveris, since it's so attached to the mashkev, there's not even a pasach tefach over there. Tumma b'bayis, let's say the tum is inside the house, then mashkev b'toichev tumma, what's inside the kli, though that's the chiddush, becomes tumma. So the tumma goes out from the house, lachut, through this kiveris, therefore what's inside the kiveris also becomes tumma. The Mishnah says, "Shaderecha tumah lotzeis." Therefore, the tumah to go out. Mashenkin v'yandakli konis. Not derech if the tumah was inside the kli, that the tumah should go back inside the house, but rather go straight outside. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hoysa muta alfida. Let's say this kiveris, this bi, this kli was tilted inside, the avir hanging in the ear, and it was outside the house, and the gezayis min ha-meis was underneath it, underneath the kiveris. So the locher is a kazayis min ha-meis nosan tachter, kazayis min ha-meis is underneath this kli, or yagabra is a kazayis on top of the kli. So kol shuk neged azayis was opposite the kazayis tachter v'gabra tomas, on top and bottom remains tomas, the tumah goes out. The kol shein the kenegas was ever not opposite the kazayis of the meis. So then toichot tor, what's inside the kli remains tor. Oh, betoichoi, but let's say the tumah itself is inside the kli. Then I call Tomei. What's inside the Kli is Tomei, and what's inside the house is Tomei, because the Seifer Lotzeis. And this Kiveris now also in Tzimut Al-Tzido, the Tumah goes up, the Tumah goes down. But the Kiveris is not called the Chatzitz of Nei Tumah. Therefore it brings the Tumah. Therefore everything all over is Tomei. Mishnah Yudeis. What's going to be Hoysa Gevoye Minor Tefach? Let's say this Kiveris was Muta tilted on the side, and it was above the ground, the tefach. So tumah tachtev, tumah underneath it, like a gabra on top of it, is our kol tum, everything is tumah. Ela toichoi. Only what's inside it remains tor. Ma'ashen kein b'seicho. That's the tumah is inside the kli. Then hakol tum, everything is tumah. Because the tumah is going to go sofa, go out into the house. Now, the medavar memur, when was this said? This man she kli, went to kli. But what's going to be hoisab chusa was a broken kli of kuka b'kash. You stuffed it up with shrua. Oy machzekas aboyim. So the kli is so big that it could hold 40 saws of liquid. Kedivrich like the chom. She the kedivrich chomim. It's not called the kli anymore. It's makabel tumah. Ros kezayis now. Kezayis min ha-meis nosen dachter. Exactly what's put underneath it. So connect the other time tomei. Our gab was on top of it. If the tumah is on top of it, connect the other rikiyas tomei. The seich of the tumah is inside the kli. And tum elav seich only what's inside the kli. It's called the chatzitza. Hoyse gevoyim minor tefach. Let's say the kli was above the ground of tefach. Now tumah was tachter, so tachter tomei. The seich of tumah was inside it. Toichay tomei. Agab tumah was on top of it. Connect the other rikiyah tomei. Then we said tumah b'kas v'yerla goes straight up ad the rikiyah. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hoyse yoshev besaf shaleho. Let's say this kli, this kibbutz, was sitting on its shlo, on the bottom of it. It was hanging in the ear, and the top of it was lamala, and the bottom was on the bottom. And the kli, it's called the kli, means it's not machzekis aboyim so. It's not bigger than the size of the kli, but it has a shem kli on it. Then the locher is tuma tachteh, the tuma, the gezayas of the meis is underneath the kli, or else the seich of the gezayas of the tuma is inside the kli, or yagab, or else the gezayas of the meis is on top of the kli. In all these three cases, this tumah v'kas v'yerla, the tumah goes straight up. We had before, kli itself is not called the chatzitza of nei tumah. So if it doesn't stop the tumah goes straight up. That's called tumah v'kas v'yerla, v'kas v'yeredes. It goes down also. What's going to be hoysa gevoya minor tefach was above the ground more than a tefach. Oy mechuser was covered up. Oy kafuya piya was turned upside down. His opening was on the bottom. So then, tumah tachter, the tumah is on bottom of it, or else b'toich inside it, or yagaba is hakol tumah. Means to say, not only on directly on top and directly on bottom, but along the whole kli itself also is hakol tumah. It's like an oil here, and therefore the top of it, when anything comes down under the kli, is also tumah, like a tumah of an oil. Since it's above the ground more than a tefach, it has a loch of an oil now, therefore brings the tumah down to the side also. not only directly underneath, but directly above the mace itself. Mishnah Yudalit. The medvar memurmur, as we said that we had before, is man she kli, only if this kiveris is complete and has a shame kli, that's not marzek es aboyim so. What's going to be the hoy so pechuso? Let's say it was broken, the piece was broke off it, and it was bought with a shame kli, and therefore became into an oil. Well, the kuka, the kash, and you stuffed it up now, the hole with straw, or you marzek es aboyim so, or else it was big enough, this kli, to hold aboyim so of lach. Kedivre chom et chom shito, that af kli adom of yoitzubar with machzak aboyim so, it caused lach of an oil. So then the lach is tumma tachte, the tumma is underneath it, or else the soichi and sagat, or else I got on top of it, is tumma vakas v'yirlo, tumma vakas v'yiredis. So the tumma goes up and tumma goes down. So since this kli was not kevoyim minor tefach, so it's dina shotum es ketum retutsa goes up, and therefore goes up and goes down. It's not cool like an oil here, because there's no pesach tefach from the bottom of it. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Eimrim, ain tumma oilulu. No, the tumma does not go up, and af loy redes from men also does not go down. They hold that when the tumma is underneath the kiveris, does not go up, because the kiveris is called the chatzitza over here. They hold it is called the chatzitza. Since right now you covered up the hole, it's called the chatzitza. Now, what's going to be hoiso gevoye minor tefach? Let's say this kli was above the ground of tefach, and now tumatach, now it's called like an oil. Therefore, you have the tumatach teo, tachteo, tom, underneath this tome. The soich and soda, gab on top of it, is connect the other rikia to tome. The opposite until the rikia is all tome. Here, Mishneh Tezvov. Oroin shi rechova milamaton vitzora malamalan. You have this oroin, this tomb. We're talking about now where it was carved out in a mountain, let's say in a rock. Now the rock itself, the mountain, is called Karkoilam. So it's carved out inside the stone of the rock, which is Rechovim Milamaton, on the bottom of the coffin. It's very wide. The Tzorah Milamolan, and on top, where they put the covering is, it's much narrow. The Hameis Peterch, the mace was put inside the coffin. So Anageya Bom Milamaton, to whoever touches the bottom part of the coffin is Torah. But it's not called directly underneath the mace itself. It's only underneath the kisui that's tame. But since on the bottom it's wider, it's called like touching karkoilam, the ground, therefore you tore umil malon. But if you touch the top part, the kisui, the covering of the tomb, then tame, because the mace is there, the tame goes up, you tame. What's going to be rechovim mil malon? Let's say it was wide on top, it was a wide covering. Vitzor mil malon, and the bottom was very narrow. So negeya bo mikol makom tom, wherever you touch it, it's still like opposite of the mace, it would become tamei. Hoyes a shov, let's say it was equal, both on top like a square, on top and on bottom. Hoyes a shov, so nageya bo mikol makom tamei. Whoever touches it any place is tamei. In the Divrei Rabbi Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua says, mi tefach ulamatan tor, from the bottom tefach, downwards, yitor mitefach ulamalon tamei. Once you tefach upwards, any part you touch over there, then you become tamei. There is the tefach which is somachlu shaleh ulamala. From the bottom tefach, once you go up a tefach, and all the way upwards, you become tamei. Ho'asuya kemin kamrito. Let's say the kof was made like a kamrito, was made like a chest. In other words, the covering on top goes even over the sides also. So then, hanageya bo mikol makom tamei. Any place you touch it, it's all sit under the mace that you become tamei. Kemin guluskois. That's what is made like a guluskois. Or the case. Was made like a case. Then, hanageya bo mikol makom tamei. Wherever you touch it, you tore. That the covering is not over the sides, just inside the middle of it. The covering only covers just the middle of it. Not the sides at all. So therefore, if you touch the outsides, you tore. Chutz mi makom tzichosoi. Only the place of the kisui itself, you touch the part where the cover is, that's the only place you become tamei. But not any other place. Any other place, you would remain tore. Yeah, Mishneh Tezayin. Chovius, a barrel made out of earthly kli, which is not makabel tumah by itself on the outside, only from the inside, is yoshev esav shaleh, was hanging like on the bottom of it. Biavra in the ear, and it's talking about outside, not inside the yoyel. Or gzayis min hameis nosen tachter, the gzayis min hameis put underneath this kli. Oy b'serch lach the gzayis put inside the kli, so the locha like this. Kineged kurkurta is tumma b'kas v'yirla, is b'kas v'yaredis. Meaning that the tumma was put inside the kli, kineged karkusa means on the bottom of it, on the floor of it. On the cacker of it, let's say, like. Then the lochwards, the tumas by kas, the yola shoots upwards, the kas for your redis, it shoots downwards also. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So that's called tumo by kas for yola, by kas for redis. Bachovius tumeya, the chovius also is tumi. What's going to be tachas dofno bi bachutz? The gzayat of the mace is underneath the side of the barrel, like you have a round barrel. You know, on the outside of it, like the middle of it, is fat, sticks out. So you have the gzayat to the mace on the outside of the barrel, underneath, like the stomach of it, that's sticking out. That's called tachas dofnu mibachutz. So tumah v'kasvir, let's do the tumah, shoots straight up. The kasvir red is a shoot straight down. The achovi is tor, the chovi remains tor. This is only tumah on the outside. The kifar is namakav tumah from the outside. This seich, let's say the tumah is inside it. The sachas dofnu. And underneath the sides of it. So it depends. Im yesh bitfonas pesechta, just the walls that are sticking outwards. Again, the gzayis menemes is inside the kli, but not directly up underneath the kli, or in the middle of the center of the kli, but it's more towards the sides that are sticking out in the kli. So that part that's sticking out as pesechtefach is our kol tamei, everything is tamei. O kineged piator, but it's directly above the mouth. Of the kli, that remains tor. But v'mlavas, it's not a psef tefach, it's not a tefach of the belly of the barrel. So then, tum v'kas v'yoyla, v'kas v'yoyla, tum shoots upwards and shoot downwards. V'medvam, amur, remember this said, v'toyra. Only if the kli itself was tor. Some where the kli was tor. Avlim hoysa t'meila, so the kli itself was t'meya. Oy gavoye minor asech, else the kli itself was above the ground, the tefach. Oy mechus, the kli itself was covered up. The pi of the chavis was covered up. Oy kfu ya pi, the barrel was turned upside down. Then tumma tachteho, the tumma is underneath it, or else the soich inside the agav on top of it. Then I call tamay. Then everything becomes tamay. Here we say the tumma goes all over inside and outside, and everything remains tamay. Here perak asiri we're up to mishnalo. Aruba shehi b'toich habayis. You have again a window. On the roof of the house, on the roof of the room, and there's nothing on top of it. Now, the Eishpa Pasef Tefach, the window itself is wide, a tefach. It's a square of a tefach, at least that much. Now, Tum of Babayis. Let's say the mace is inside the house, underneath the rest of the roof. So then, Kineged Aruba Tor. Any kli that's directly underneath this window is Tor, because since there's no mechitza there on top, there's no like oil there, so therefore does not bring the Tumah down into the house. What's going to be the tumah kineged aruba? Let's say this tumah is directly underneath the aruba, the open window on top. So that's the opposite. Then habayis tor, anything in the house remains tor, because the tumah goes straight up through the window and does not come down. There's no oil on top of it. Therefore, anything else in the house remains tor. Now, what's going to be ha tumah bein habayis? This tumah, the gezayis of the mace, is inside the house, whether it's underneath the rest of the roof. Bein kineged aruba, where it's underneath this window. Now, nosa nesraglin milmalo. Let's say somebody's on top of the roof, on top of the ceiling, and puts his foot underneath that hole and covers up the tefach. So, erev esatumi mixes up, means he makes one complete oil on top of the mace. And therefore, everything now in the house is tomei. Whether you're directly underneath this chaloin or not, everything is tomei. It's like one big oil. What's going to be Miktsos Tum of Abayis? Let's say out of this Kazayis Min HaMeis, half of the Kazayis is underneath the regular roof of the house. Well, Miktsos Kineged Aruba, and half of it is under this window that's opened. So Abayis Tumah, whatever's underneath the roof of the house, remains Tumah. It's called like it's an oil over a mace, even though it's only a Chatzik Kazayis, but since it's attached, it's considered like it's an oil over a mace, and it's Matam anything under the oil. Now, even the part that's under the window,
what's directly underneath or the makom of the tuma, they do become tummy. So that's the chiddush, whatever's found like directly in between where the piece of the mace is underneath the aruba is also tummy. But the other part of the aruba that the mace is not next to, if something's underneath that part would remain tohu. Mishnah Beis. Aim baruba pasech tefach. Let's say the window on the roof is not wide a tefach. So then, tum of abayis, let's say the tum is inside the house. So, kineged aruba tor. Whatever directly underneath the window itself on the roof still remains tor. Because still the mice, it's not called an oil on that part, even though the aruba is not pasech tefach, but still it's an aver, it's open, it's not called an oil. So anything underneath the aruba remains tor. What's going to be tumah kineged aruba? Let's say this kazayas min ha-mace is underneath the hole, underneath the window in the roof. So in habayis tor, those things remain tor. But there's no oil on top of the mace. The tumah only goes straight up out of the house, so the whole bayis remains tor. Ha-tumah b'bayis. Let's say again the tumah is inside the house, and now nosan es ragli amal, when somebody goes on top of the roof and puts his foot on top of the hole to cover up the hole. So tor, so that person on top, he remains tor, because the tumah does not go through the hole, since the hole itself is less than a tefach. That's the chiddush over here, that person on top remains tor. What's going to be hatumah kinek? Yeah, what's Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir though mitam. Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir, that person does become tumah. The person that puts his foot there on top, he becomes tumah. The chomer and the chom say. The tumah was there first. Before the person puts his foot there, then tamei. Then when he puts his foot there, it becomes tamei. But im ragla kod mes tumah, let's say his foot was there first, and then they put the tumah over there, then tor, then the person remains tor.
Now Rabbi Shimon says, what's going to be shtei raglayim, two different people, two different feet, zu agav zu, one on top of the other. Shekodmu es tumah means first Reuven put his foot on top of this window to cover up the roof, and then Yehuda came and put his foot on top of Shimon's foot, and both feet were there before they put the tumah underneath the window. Now what's going to be later? Mosha Harishin es raglo, the first one takes away his foot. V'nim says raglo shesheni shom. Now the second one's foot is there. Is tor still is considered tor? V'nei shekodmu raglo shereishin es tumah. Because the mice of this hole was covered up before the tumah came there. So therefore, it's considered like it was a complete mechitza. It's not the pshat that their foot is holding down the mechitza, holding down the tumah. So therefore, their feet now still remain tor, even though the second one is first like being over the oihel now, when the first one takes away his foot. But since the mice was always considered that there was a complete oil there, therefore his foot is not a tumah. The right to explain here, it is considered like an oil sosum, that the tumah does not go out from it, since the hole there was less than a pasach tefach. And the Chum argument say, no, the mice, when the first one takes away his foot, now still at the second one is first putting his foot there, now after the tumah was there, the Chum said that it would be tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be miksos tumah babayis and miksos tekneged aruba? Again, you have this kazayis min ha-meis, that half of the kazayis min ha-meis is under the regular roof, and half of it is under the window in the roof. And again, where the window is less than a pesach tefach. So, habayis tamei, anything in the house under the roof becomes tamei, as if the whole kizdayis is under the roof of the house. O kineged tamei, anything also opposite, exactly where the part of the tumah is under the window, like directly above it, also becomes tamei. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, habayis tamei, but kineged tumah tor. Only what's under the roof of the house, that becomes tumah, that has a lock of an oil. What's directly underneath the window, the open window on top, even though the tumah, little part of the tumah sticking out there, still will remain tor. Rabbi Yossi says, in yesh ba tumah kadesha ticholek, or satami es tabayis, that it depends, if the tumah that's there, there's enough like two kizayis in that you can divide it up, shetichholek, or satami es tabayis, there'd be like a kizayis under the house. Under this oil, under the roof, then tamei, then take everything is tamei. But v'im lav, if not, habay is tamei. But kinegerat tumah tor, even something that's on top of the mokum of the tumah, that's like underneath the window, that part is tamei. There's not enough of the kizayis there alone, will not become a tamei. Mishnah Dalet. Rubois Zuagavzu, you have like two stories, and each roof has a window in it. And one window is exactly opposite below the other window. Like, so from the bottom floor, you can look up straight upstairs and see the Shemayim. There are like two roofs, and both of them have the same window, one underneath the other. Now, the Yesh Ben Pesach Tevach, and these two windows are both a Pesach opening, at least a Tevach by a Tevach. Now, Tum of a Bias, if the Tum is underneath the house, the roof of the house, so then, Kineged Aruba's Torah, what's directly below the windows is Torah, there's no roof there to bring the oil, the Tumah down, so therefore, if a Keli is underneath the windows, they're Torah. What's going to be Tumah Kineged Aruba? The Tumah, the Gezayas from the Mesa, is directly underneath the window, it's not underneath the ceiling of the house. So Abayis Torah, whatever's inside the house, remains Tumah, Torah, remains Torah, because the Tumah goes straight up to the Shemayim, does not come down, there's no oil on top of the Tumah. What's going to be Hatuma Bein Babayis Bein Kineged Arubais? The Tuma was either underneath the roof of the house or else underneath the windows. Now, Norsan Dovash Makabu Tuma. You put something that is Makabu Tuma, Bein Milmala Bein Milmata, we put it on top of the first roof or on top of the second roof. As I call Tuma, it's Mitzvah put all together, and still there's one big oil here, and everything becomes Tuma. Since it's Makabu Tuma, what's going to be Vidova Shena Makabu Tuma? That depends. The manual, the matan, tummy. What's below this kli? It's like an oil. It becomes tummy. But the manual, the mala. What's on top of it remains Torah. There's no aruba. There's no oil there. So on top of it, that remains Torah. Mishnehei. What's going to be again? Ein baruba is pesach tevach. The same case. There's two windows, one on top of another, like two roofs. But both of them are not wide open in tevach. Ein baruba pesach tevach. And it depends. Tumah b'bayis, the tumah is inside the house. Then kineged aruba is Torah. But directly opposite the windows, taka remains Torah. Tumah, because there's no oil, the tumah doesn't come up. Tumah kineged aruba, let's say the tumah is out from the mace, is underneath the windows, is a b'bayis Torah, because there's no mechitza, there's no oil on top of it, does not bring the tumah into the house. What's going to be a tumah b'bayis? Now, nosan dover shemakabu tumah, you put a kli that's makabu tumah, bein dover, we put this covering is on top, on the top roof or on the bottom roof. It's only tum, it's underneath the bottom roof, that's all. What's going to be ein tum elo tachtoin? It's called a bayis tachtoin is tum, but el yoyne is tor, because the tum does not go up min oil to a bayis. Since it's less than a pesach tefach, the tum does not go up into the second story. Hatumah, what's going to be kineged aruba? That's the tumah is in between the two windows, and like on the second floor. Then the nosan davar shemakabu tumah, you put some of the makabu tumah bein milmalo bein milmata, what's on top, what's on bottom. Hakol tumah, that's the star of everything becomes tumah. But the davar shein makabu tumah, you put some that's not makabu tumah bein milmalo bein milmata, and ain't tumah elo tachtoin. It's not tumah, only the tachtoin. That's the only thing that's tumah, not the alien. Only the tachtoin. You see your mishnah vov. Aruba, again, you have this window in the roof. She b'seich habayis is inside the house. So k'deru nesuna techter, and you have a pot underneath it, which this pot is made out of a cheres, an earthly kli, which is shimtala. If you bring up the pot to the top where the window is, ain't tis soseh negus baruba. Like the sides of the kli would not touch the end of the window. Meaning to say it's not wide enough, the whole space of the window. But it would fit into the window. It would just squeeze in, fit in there. So now, Tumah Tachter, let's say you have Tumah underneath, a Gezayis Min HaMeis is underneath this pot. So Tumah Tachter, where else B'Soicho, where else the Tumah is inside the Kedera. So B'Soicho, Tumah Tachter, B'Soicho, O Yagav, where else the Tumah is on top, Lamala, top of this pot, is Tumah V'Kas V'Yerl V'Kas V'Yeredis. The tumah goes all the way up and all the way down, whatever's connected it, but does not go to the sides. And therefore, everything else that's found in the house remains tor, because the gedera atzma becomes tameh. And therefore, it's not like a mechitza, it's not like an oil on top, but the tumah does not spread, but rather the tumah goes straight up and straight down, only what connected the tumah is really tameh. What's going to be hoy sagavoyim menorah telesin's kli was above the ground of tefach? And Tumah Tachter, the Tumah was underneath it. Oy Babayis, or else the Tumah was underneath the Tikra, the roof in the house. Oy Babayis. So Tachter v'Yabayis Tomei. Like it's all considered one oil, the house, the roof, and the kli itself. And therefore, what's underneath the kli, underneath the bayit, the roof of the house, all becomes tameh. Toicha v'gabe tor. But what's inside the kli, or on top of the kli, that remains tor. Because we see if it's a mechitza, the tumah does not go up, only goes downwards. But soicha, let's say the tumah itself is inside the kli, or on top of the kli, they're not called tameh. Then everything is tameh. There's no mechitza here. The tumah goes up, the tumah goes down, everything becomes tameh. But since the tumah is inside it, or on top of it, the kli becomes tameh. And a kli that's tameh is not matzil, doesn't have a lach of a mechitza. And therefore the tumah goes up and down, spreads all over, everything inside is tameh.
Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Hoysa nesuna b'tzad hoyeskupo.
Let's say this kedera, this pot, is made out of an earthly pot, was put on the side of the stoop outside the house, which is really on the side of the threshold. So the Mishnah says, meaning to say, Shim Talif, you would have picked this pot all the way up, straight up, Hinoigas, it would have touched B'mashkev, it would have touched the threshold, like of the door. Pesech Tefach, a Tefach worth of the Kli would have went, like by the threshold of the door. So then the Lachri is Tumatachteo, if the Tumah is underneath this Kli, or else Pesech Ras Tumah is inside the Kli, or Yagabra the Tumah, Kazayas Menames is on top of this Kli. So Lachri is Tumah Bekas, V'yerla Bekas, V'yeredis. The Tumah shoots straight up, or shoots straight down. Whatever, either way, up or down of it, becomes Tumah. But it does not spread sidewards, because it's talking about now in the case where it's outside the mosque, it's like outside the house. Therefore, the tumah does not come inside the house. What's going to be hoisa gavoya minorat tefach? Let's say the kli was picked off the ground, the tefach off the ground. So then, tumah tachteh, if the tumah was underneath it, oy babayis, or else the tumah is inside the house. So tachteh, the abayis tumah, what's underneath it and inside the house, all becomes tumah. But toicha, what's inside it, begab, and on top of it, that's tor. What's going to be if the tumah is besoicha inside it, or yagabar on top of it? Then I call tummy, then everything becomes tummy. Because the tummy, the kli itself becomes tummy, it's not a chatzitza, and therefore the tummy, everything becomes tummy, I call tummy. What's going to be though, Shim Tal, if you would pick up this kli, Einan Nagas Bashkoif, Pasech Tefach, it would not be touching underneath the lintel of the door, even a tefach wide of it, Oi Mudbekes Bashkoif, or else, if it's attached, it's like attached to the lintel, Bashkoif, then tumah tachteh, the tumah underneath this kli is a tumah tachteh. So only tumah underneath it, it remains like a chetzit, it stops the tumah from coming up. It'll only be tumah, only what's underneath it, not more.
Yeah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Habayis shenistak. If you have a house, now on the roof there was a crack that went straight along the whole length of the roof and like divided the roof in half. Now, tumah bachutz. Let's say the gezayis of the mace is in the part of the roof that's bachutz, the outside part, that's near the door, nor the entrance. And again, the crack went straight across, the dividing the part of the roof near the entrance, near the room, near the door of the house, and to the back of the house. So now, kelim mibachnim, let's say the kelim that are inside, the under the roof of the inside of the house, that's torim, that remains tor. In other words, since the tumah is on the outside of the house, near the door, so we say that part of the roof is called an oil. But the oil does not extend to the inside of the house because there's a crack that divides the roof in half, so it's not called one oil. And by Hilchos tumah we did not say lovud, so therefore it's not considered like it's attached. Therefore the tumah does not come to the inner side of the house. What's going to be tumah bifnim? Let's say the tumah, the gezayis min hameis, is under the inner part of the house, under the inner part of the roof. Now, kelim shabachutz, the kelim that are out, that are under the outer portion of the roof, that's near the door. So one sort to say that should be tameh, because seifei tumah lotreis, because you plan eventually to take the tumah out of the house. So still, Beis Shammai says, achihei besedek avot tvachim. If the crack, like that divides the roof in two, is four tvachim wide, then it divides it up, and then we do not say the tumah is going to go out through the front door. Rather, maybe the tumah go out through this crack, and therefore the kelim under the front part of the house remains tor. Beisil says no kol shu. No matter how small the crack is, it still divides the roof in half, and therefore the ma'isa, the kelim under the inside of the house is not, under the outer side of the roof, like is not does not become tummy. Since the tumah is in the other part of the roof, and there's a crack in between that divides the roof in half, the tumah does not go over. Rabbi Yossi says, "Mishum beisilim beisilol
no pesach tefach. It has to be at least a crack, has to be at least a tefach wide. If the crack is a tefach wide, then we look as if two different parts, and the kelim under the other part of the roof is torah. But if it's less than a tefach wide, the crack, then we consider, since the tumah is on the inner side of the house, and it's a svara seifa, Lord says, eventually it's going to go out through the front door, therefore it's metama under the front roof also. The Mishnah Beis. Achsadra, let's say you have an open porch in front of your house, so it's open on three sides. Shenistiko, that there was a roof, an awning like, went over the porch. Now there was a split in the roof of this porch. So again, Tumah B'Tzadzev, you have a Gzayas Min HaMeis on one side of the awning, one side of the roof. So Kelim Shebetzad HaShen Yitarim, the Kelim under the other side of the roof is Torah. Since there's a split there, it's like two separate roofs, two steps oil, the Tumah does not travel over. What's going to be now if the person is Nosnas Ragli, goes on top of the roof, and he puts his foot there, like to clog up the hole, or he corners, he puts the reed, Milamalon on top, so Nalochur is Erevet HaTumah, he mixes up the Tumah, then the Tumah does go from one side to the other side. What's going to be Nosnas HaKonabor, let's say he puts the reed on the ground, but on the floor of this porch, that right underneath the split in the roof. So any maybe it's a Tumah, still the Tumah does not go over. Might it's a reed on the floor, but on top by the roof there's still a split there. It looks like two separate roofs. The Tumah does not go over. There's a chiddush. Let's say the reed that you put on the floor, it was a tefach off the ground. So once it's a tefach off the ground, then it has the shem oil on it. Once it has the shem oil on it, even though it's all the way down below the roof on top, we see like good aspect, we look as if this oil goes and stands upwards. And therefore would be sosom, the hole upstairs, and then both sides of the roof would become, tell me, would have a shame, one big oil. Mishnah Gimel. Sogus over. Let's say you have a thick clothing that you have on the ground, or else the koifa over. Let's say you have a thick piece of wood. So, ein mavinis a tumah. Does not bring the tumah from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof. Again, the same shell like the Mishnah before. We had this achsadru, a roof on top, and there was a split. And now on the ground, right underneath the split, you have this either thick cloth or this thick piece of wood. Since it's only put on the ground, it does not connect the roof on top, and therefore does not bring tumah from one side to the other side. Unless this thick clothing or this thick piece of wood is off the ground, a tefach we had in the Mishnah before. Once it has a shame oil on it, it's off the ground, a tefach, then we say gudaska goes all the way up to connect the roof on top. What's going to be Kfulim Zu Agavi Zu? Let's say it's folded over this clothing, one on top of another. Still, Enim Avin Esatuma. Achetei Hel Yoyna Gvoyim Menorat Pasech Tefach. Although the top part of the clothing is off the ground of Tefach. If the top part of the fold is off the ground of Tefach, that's considered like an oil. And then we say it shoots up and it connects the roof on top. What's going to be Hoya Ba'odom Nosan Shom? Let's say a person was lying on the floor underneath the crack in the roof. So the Shama Yermim ain't a with a tumah. He's no good, he's not cold like an oil. Since he's on the ground, he's not off the ground, the tefach. Therefore, he does not go up, he does not sosum, he does not bring the tumah across. Obey Silim, the Sil says no. Obey Silim, Odom Cholulu. An Odom makes it like his hollow. The Atzad El Yoin, maybe it's a tumah. The top part of him brings the tumah over. The Atzad El Yoin is maybe it's a tumah. Therefore, by an Odom, he would be like a Bimechaber, the roof on top together, the tumah would go from one side to the other side. Your Mishnah Dalad. For your mashkif yad hachaloin. Let's say a person was sticking out the window and he was looking downstairs. For heyel al kervi hameis. Now underneath him, there were naked olavaya and there were people that were bearing gemes was passing by. So this person now becomes tumah because he's mamash on top of the mace. So the question is though, that this person sticking out the window, does he bring the tumah inside the house? Is he considered like an oil that brings the tumah since his feet like is inside the house? So it's a machlokes. Beishamay Yemer, Beishamay says, Ain him, maybe it's a tumah. No, he does not bring the tumah inside the house. And Beishamay goes, Lashitas, the last Mishnah, that a person is not considered hollow, but it's one body. And therefore, since the bottom of him is like attached to the windowsill, so really there's no pesach tefach, there's no tefach there for the tumah to come inside. So therefore, like his body, the oil of him stops by the windowsill and it does not come in. However, Beisilim, Beisilim here was Mach, when he says, no, maybe it's a tumah. Yes, the person is considered like an oil, like the Mishnah before. his body is considered like a cholo, like a hollow, and therefore the top part of his body is like the oyel, which is more than a tefach above the windowsill. So that brings the tumah inside the house. But umaydim, even Beishami admits to Beis Hillel, Shemhoye Lovish Bekedel, let's say this person sticking out was wearing clothing, or I show you Shnayim, Zeh Agab, Zeh, there were two people, one on top of another, then Shemivinis Atumah, then yes, then they do bring Tumah inside the house. Because then the top person is more than a tefach above the windowsill, so he's called like an oil that could bring the Tumah inside the house. Mishnehei, what's going to be Hoyumutol Al Hoyeskupo? Let's again, a person was lying down on the threshing hold of his house, on the front of his house, he was just lying down. The ilu olav kervi ames, was outside of his body, like was outside the threshold of the house, and there was kervi ames, people carrying ames went over him. So again, that person becomes tummy. So the question is, does the tumah come inside the house? So the shamu yomim no ain meivis a tumah. Again, he's not considered like an oil. He's not a tefach off the ground, and therefore does not bring the tumah inside the house. Well, they still learn. They still says no. Maybe yes, a tumah. Yes, the body of the person brings the tumah inside. Again, l'shitosam, they hold the body of the person like a cholol, like an empty, like a hollow, and therefore the top part of him is more than a tefach off the floor. So he is considered like an oil. Therefore, you bring the tumah inside the house. Now, Mishnah Vav, continuation. What's going to be ha-tumah b'bayis? Let's say a tumah mace, the mace was inside the house. The ilu olav, in the same case, and this person now was lying across the threshold, that half of his body was inside the house, half was outside. So the question is now, is his body called an oil to bring the tumah outside? And here, the ilu olav terim, people on the outside that were tor, was on top of this person. So the question is person called an oil to bring the tumah there or not? So again, the same machlokes. They shamai mitirin. No, the tumah does not go. The person is not a tefach. Well, they still a matanam. Yes, look at the top part of the person, the tefach off the ground, is considered like an oil. He could bring the tumah across. Mishnah Zayin. Kelev shochal b'sar hames. Let's say a dog when it was alive. It ate a kazayis of a mace. So that's tumah inside it. But calls him on the dog is alive. It's called Balua. The tumah does not come out. What's going to be now a mesa kelev? Now the dog dies. The dog is lying again on the threshing hold of the door of the house, and part is inside, part is outside of the house. So Rabbi Meir Mermeya says like this: Im yesh b'tzavora pesach tefach, where the neck of the dog, let's say, is inside the house, and the kzayas of the mesa is inside the dog, and like we'll see later, it did not pass by three days yet since it ate it. It's not called digested yet. It's still called as a kazayas of the mace inside the dog. So the question is now, the top part of the dog is like an oil, and it should come out. See if the opening of its neck is pesach tefach, a tefach wide, so maybe it's a tumah. Then the tumah goes out. Right? The top part of the dog is called an oil over the mace, and the tumah goes straight out of his mouth. The imlav, let's say by the neck, though, it's not open a tefach. Then maybe it's a tumah. Then the tumah does not go through. It stops the connection, and the tumah does not go out. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Royin es ha-tumah, we look at this tumah. Mekineged ha-maskev lefanim. You have to look, where exactly is the gezayis of the mace inside the dog? If the gezayis itself is mekineged ha-maskev lefanim from the inside of the house, then abayis tumah. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he learns the pshat is not called like the oyelia, but rather it's called like sosim. The tumah is just like kasfiel, it just suits straight up. It goes through the dog straight up. So the tum is inside the house. It goes straight up in the house. That's the time of the house. But let's say the part of the dog that has the kazayas of the mace is mikemeged amashkif ulachut is outside of the house. Then abay is tor. Then the tum shoots up outside, but the house itself remains tor. Now, Rabbi Elezer says that tiv lifnim. No, it depends. Let's see which way the dog is. If the mouth of the dog is inside the house, so that means the other side is outside the house. Then Abai is Torah. Because see, all the way the tumah is supposed to go out of the body by a dog, like it's through the waist. So it goes out through the bottom part of the body. If that part of the body of the dog is outside the house, so the bias is Torah. What's going to be Piv Lachutz? Let's say the mouth of the dog is outside, so the bottom part of his body is inside the house. Then Abai is Tomei. Like it says, Shahatumah Yoytzeh Derek Shulov. The tumah is supposed to go out through the bottom part of the body, through the waist. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseroim, he says no. Ben kachu, ben kach. It doesn't make a difference which way the dog is or where the kazayas of the mace is. Habayis tamei. He holds at all times the bias is tummy, chasiyos, the tumah is supposed to go out either way, either through the pear or through the waist. So both ways, the bias remains tummy. Now the law is, the Mishnah says, kama tishre b'meyev. How long does the kazayas min ameis have to be inside the stomach of the dog, like before when he ate it? How much longer is it still considered a kazayas? In other words, that's not considered digested. Once it's there, like the Mishnah says, shloisha yomim mi'es leis. Once it's there in the dog's body for 3 straight days, then we say it's already digested. It's not called a tummy anymore. Vipus of dog, let's say by a bird or by fish, they should keep all over the surf. As long as it takes to burn it, to cook it, that's the siman that it's already called nisachal. It doesn't have tumor anymore. Tibur Rebbe Shimon. The shear, both of them, is a complete 24-hour period. It means if a bird or a dog ate a kazayas min ameis, so then if it stayed inside it for 24 hours, then it has no more tumor, even in case there will be mace. It's not called a kazayas min ameis anymore, because it's already considered nisachal. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.